Welcome to Immigration Review, your weekly source for immigration case law updates and insights. I'm your host, Kevin A. Gregg, back again to review the week's precedential immigration cases, rummaging through the decisions so you don't have to. This podcast is sponsored by Kurzban, Kurzban, Tetzeli & Pratt, also known as KKTP, a law firm where I'm also a partner. Whether you are facing an immigration obstacle, a serious injury, or a legal issue in your business, KKTP will aggressively protect your best interests. This podcast is also sponsored by DocketWise, an all-in-one immigration forms and case management solution trusted by thousands of immigration lawyers across the U.S. I really like DocketWise. It makes immigration applications easy by allowing the clients to provide information through simple online questionnaires that are shareable by text or email and available in multiple languages. Not only that, DocketWise provides a comprehensive group of case management features, including invoicing and calendaring, secure messaging, task management, and a lot more. You can learn all about DocketWise and receive a 10% discount on your subscription by heading to docketwise.com/immigration-review, so they know we sent you. And as always, this show does not constitute legal advice and has no bias other than to keep you up to date and to enable you, my dear colleagues, to excel in court. So, without further ado, let's start the review. One case this week. The circuits provide and they take away. So enjoy it while it lasts. Not only that, but immigration news has been kind of slow too. So of course I'm going to send some love to the show's patrons on Patreon. Like Amanda Doom holding it down for Texas, and Rekha Sharma Crawford in Kansas City. To all the show's patrons, Patrick Terrell, Eunice Scott, Ninad Milosevic, Derek Upchurch, Nicole Whitenauer, my own mom, and so many more, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And get those IJP Gala tickets if you're in Southern California and haven't done so already. Now, the first from the first, which is also the last. So, Kaz v. Garland, published by the First Circuit on October 11th, 2023. This case is about asylum. Mr. Kaz is from Ecuador. He's of indigenous Quechua ethnicity, and he was, quote, looked down on, end quote, and discriminated against his whole life. He had a hard time getting employment, even when he moved to the larger city of Guayaquil. Eventually he found work on a banana farm, but one day, when he was leaving work in his early 20s, he was attacked by three of his fellow workers. They called him derogatory names, stole his money, pointed a gun at him, and told him that they'd kill him if he returned to work. But he did, and a few months later, the same workers attacked him and threw him down near a river, causing him to hit his head on a rock and resulting in, quote, trauma to the head, end quote. They threatened to kill him with a machete if he reported them. So Mr. Kaz stopped going to work. He couldn't work anyway because of the head injury. He went back to his hometown to heal up, and after about a year, he left for the United States. Into removal proceedings he went, where he brought his claim for asylum. An immigration judge found Mr. Kaz not credible and also denied asylum and related relief and protection on the merits. The BIA dodged the adverse credibility stuff on appeal, though. Indeed, explains the First Circuit, quote, reviewing the transcript of Mr. Kaz's testimony in 2019, it appears that the IJ's rapid, leading questioning of Mr. Kaz, who was testifying through an interpreter using his second language, Spanish, may have contributed to the inconsistencies, end quote. Keep it in mind. But so having avoided the adverse credibility finding, the BIA affirmed the IJ on the merits. The BIA didn't think that Mr. Kaz was harmed because of his Quechua ethnicity, and in any event, that he could safely relocate within Ecuador. The First Circuit affirmed the BIA. Or that is to say, it bypassed what it didn't need to, and it affirmed the BIA's finding that Mr. Kaz could relocate within Ecuador and avoid the persecution that he fears. The First Circuit so found, even assuming Mr. Kaz credible, and even assuming that he had suffered past persecution, which would mean that it's DHS's burden to show that Mr. Kaz could safely and reasonably relocate in Ecuador. Quote, for an applicant to be able to internally relocate safely, there must be an area of the country where he or she has no well-founded fear of persecution, end quote. The area needs to be identified, and the circumstances in that area must be, quote, substantially better than those giving rise to a well-founded fear of persecution on the basis of the original claim, end quote. So it's not a nothing standard, and it's not necessarily easy for DHS to meet when it is DHS's burden to meet. Here to the IJ and the BIA, that place was the town of Riobamba, where Mr. Kaz was from and where he grew up, and where he stayed safely for a year after the incident that we are assuming in this case was past persecution. Plus, his parents remain in Riobamba safely, and they, of course, are also Quechua. The First Circuit doesn't really talk about the burden allocation in its system, and it sometimes feels like the First Circuit is kind of giving the burden to Mr. Kaz. Which wouldn't be correct if, again, we're assuming that he suffered past persecution, as the First Circuit is doing. But also, the First Circuit is just kind of reading the record as it believes the record is. And the First Circuit believes that the record before the BIA, burdens aside, is sufficient to show that Mr. Kaz could reasonably and safely relocate to Riobamba. In part, that's because of Mr. Kaz's testimony itself in court, during which it appears that Mr. Kaz appeared to equivocate a little bit on relocation, and whether he could reasonably do so back to his hometown. I don't know, it's kind of a little weird. To the extent that Mr. Kaz had said that he suffered some discrimination and employment issues in Riobamba, that was insufficient to the court to overturn the BIA on relocation and find that Riobamba was itself unsafe or unreasonable. Meaning that Mr. Kaz lost his case. A bit more before we go. Something caught my eye that's of course already the law, but it's good to see it mentioned precedentially, and of course in a footnote. As the First Circuit explains, family members who are living safely in a country that an applicant fears harm from will often undermine a well-founded fear finding, or will establish that in fact the asylum applicant can reasonably relocate. After all, the logic goes, the asylum applicant has family living in the country safely. But as the First Circuit reminds us, quote, if those family members are not similarly situated, i.e., they do not have the applicant's same protected characteristic that can lead to potential persecution, their continued residence in the country of removal is given little weight in the internal relocation calculus, end quote. Thank you for recognizing, First Circuit. And that is Kaz V. Garland. So there you have it. You're all caught up with the past week's published immigration cases. I'm Kevin A. Gregg, a partner with the law firm Kurzban, Kurzban, Tetzeli & Pratt, and this has been another episode of Immigration Review. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please share it with a friend and rate and review us. Each review helps new listeners find the show. And of course, subscribe to Immigration Review wherever you get your podcasts. If you like what we do and want to become a patron of the show, please check out our Patreon page at www.patreon.com/immigrationreview or click on the link in the show notes. And if you're interested in an official Immigration Review CLE certificate, email me at kgregg@kktplaw.com with your full name and the episode numbers for the 10 shows you've listened to. Also, feel free to email me with questions, comments, or anything at all, and follow the show on Instagram and Facebook at Immigration Review, or send us a tweet at imreview, that's I-M-M, review. I'll be back next Monday for a brand new discussion. Until then, I'm Kevin A. Gregg, bringing you the Immigration Review.